Please do stand or sit as you feel led. Sit down. So I'm going to read from 1 Chronicles chapter 16. Sing to the Lord, all the earth. Proclaim his salvation day after day. Declare his glory among the nations, his marvelous deeds among all peoples. For great is the Lord and most worthy of praise. For he is to be feared above all gods. For all the gods of the nations are idols, but the Lord made the heavens. Splendor and majesty are before him, strength and joy in his dwelling place. Ascribe to the Lord, O families of nations, ascribe to the Lord glory and strength. Ascribe to the Lord the glory due to his name. Bring an offering and come before him. Worship the Lord in the splendor of his holiness. So, Firstly, welcome. Thank you for coming. Welcome to our praise and worship service this evening. So for the theme this evening, so I was first asked to lead a praise and worship service back in October, and this is what I was going to talk about then, but I changed my mind and talked about something else. So what I'm going to talk about, or the theme of this evening, is quite simply, it's praise, it's worship, which actually ties in really, really well. I didn't know that we'd be doing a sermon series on praise and worship, so possibly there might be a bit of repetition, but maybe not. So it does coincide really, really well with the things that we've been thinking about on a Sunday morning as well. I'm going to read now again from Psalm 100, just very, very briefly. Psalm 100, verse 2. In my version, which is New International Version, it says, "Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs." And then verse 4 says, "Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise." The first one of those verses, if you look at it in the English Standard Version, it says, "Come into his presence with singing." So I think you could read that in two different ways. You could read those verses in two different ways. When we come into God's presence, we can sing. We perhaps should sing. We should be worshipping as we come into God's presence. But you could turn it around and think of it the other way, that when we sing, we also come into God's presence. It works the other way. When we worship, when we praise, when we lift our voices, when we play our instruments, we are entering his presence. We are coming into his presence. We are entering his gates with thanksgiving. When we give thanks, we enter his gates. When we praise, we enter his courts. So that is my hope, that's my prayer for this evening, that as we praise, as we think about praise, what it means, how we do it, why we do it, that that's what we'll be doing. We'll be coming into God's presence. So I'm going to pray about that, and then we're going to sing two songs, just simply praising God. So let's pray. Father God, you are worthy, you are holy. We know that when we give you thanks, when we praise you, we come into your presence. And that's my prayer for everyone here this evening, that as we lift our voices, as we play, as we sing, as we listen, that we will enter your courts with praise. Help us to lift up our voices and to experience you this evening. Amen. So we're going to sing two songs together.
We will. yourself.
It's not what you have required. You search much deeper within. Through the way things appear, you're looking into my heart. I'm coming back to the heart of worship, and it's all
seats. So we've just sung It's All About You. Now, you may have noticed I've moved some things around up here. I've moved all of our singers and musicians over to this side. I've moved the stands and the microphones, and I've also moved the cross. I would have put it right in the middle, but it kind of gets in the way of the screen slightly. And the reason I've done that is because that's what worship is. It is. It's all about God. It's all about Jesus. It's about the cross. It's about what God's done. It's not about us. Now, I'm, as you probably have worked out, I'm a singer. I wouldn't call myself a musician, but I would call myself a singer. It's really, really easy as a singer, as a musician, and maybe for you as well. I'm certainly very, very guilty of this, of thinking about worship, about the songs we sing on a Sunday and perhaps during the week, about the songs we like. About, oh, that's a song I like. Oh, I'm not so keen on that one. For whatever reason that might be, and yes, it's okay to have our own preferences, and we will all have our own preferences, but if you ever find yourself saying, oh, I don't like that one, or, oh, that's a good one, I really like that one, then perhaps we just need to catch ourselves and say, oh, I'm very, very guilty of this as well. Perhaps we just need to catch ourselves and think, well, it's a song that's worshipping God. And it's not about what we like. It's not about whether we like the words necessarily or whether we like the tune. Oh, I don't like that one. It's not about that. It's about God. It's not about us. Sometimes I think we can think of a worship can be about entertainment. Is it a song that we enjoy? Is it a song that's entertainment? And again, that's not what we're here for. That's not what it's about. It's not for our benefit. Yes, we do benefit from worship without a doubt. But it's not actually for our benefit. It's about God. It's not about how it makes us feel. It's about giving. It's about glorifying God. And we will receive when we do that. But first and foremost, when we worship, I think it needs to be about God and what we can give to him. And I think it's also really, really important to give our best. So if there's a song that maybe it's not your favourite, and I say this again very much for myself as well, it doesn't matter. You give it the best you can. You play it to the best of your ability. You sing it for God, whether it's a song you like or whether it's a song that you don't. Make a joyful noise. God's very happy with that. I am absolutely without doubt. I also think, so two things I want us to think about this evening, well, that's part of it, but two particular things I want us to think about this evening. Firstly, or the two reasons, why do we worship God? Why do we praise? First of all, and there's many, many reasons, but two I just want to think about this evening. First of all, we do it because of who God is. He is God. He's holy. He's worthy. He's almighty. He is worthy of our praise. He created us. He created the world. So I think it's really good to sing songs that just simply declare God's glory. They declare who God is, his character, who he is. So in a moment after I've prayed, we're going to sing three songs together that do exactly that. They talk about the character of God, and we are praising God for who he is in his very essence. So I'm going to pray and then we'll sing. Lord God, we pray that you will help us to make it all about you, not about us, not about our own personal styles of worship, not about the songs we like, the songs we enjoy, but to make it all about you. I pray that we will bring our worship to you and focus solely on you, on who you are, and make it all about you. Amen. Again, please stand or sit as you feel led.
You His perfect, and all his ways are just.
please do sit down. Maybe that was a new song for some of you. It was a new song for some of the worship group. One of the lines in that song, it says, however could you be pleased to pour your love on me? So I said a moment ago, we praise God because of who he is, because of his character. But we also praise him, I think, for because of what he has done for us. Because he loves us, because he's poured that love out on us, and because of what he's done for us. He sent Jesus, who died for us, who was resurrected. That's the start, that's the essence, that's what God's done for us. And that's another amazing reason why we should praise God, why we do praise God for our salvation, for our eternal life, for that salvation, for sending Jesus, for those things. So for that reason, we're going to sing in a moment three more songs that praise God for that reason. Now, I spoke earlier about being a singer and songs and music and the words of songs. And generally, I'm more of a music person and less of a lyrics person. I generally, for me, what gets me in a song is the tune, it's the music. But I think, certainly when worshipping, for me, it's much, much more about the lyrics. It's about the words of the song. So for that reason, I think songs, I call them songs that tell the gospel. So in really, really simple terms, songs that say, God sent his son died for us, his son came back to life, that's our salvation. For me, those are the songs that are really, really powerful. We are singing our faith, we are singing the gospel, and I think those are, again, for me, really, really important words to sing, to remember, to go out of here singing. If you go out of here singing that, that's what you're doing. You're singing your faith. You're singing the gospel. And I think that's a really, really powerful thing. It's not wrong to have songs that don't sing it in that way, to have songs that talk about our emotions and talk about other things as well. But for me, those are really, really important, powerful songs. So we're going to sing three songs. And I make no apology for the fact that all three songs tell that same story, because I do think it's so, so important. So we're going to sing How Deep the Father's Love for Us, In Christ Alone, and then Oh Praise the Name. In Christ Alone actually was chosen by Carol. She doesn't want to say any words, but it fits so perfectly because, again, it tells that story of God sending Jesus. So we're going to sing those three songs again. Stand, sit, whatever you feel led to do.
Beyond all measure, that he
Let's raise prayers of praise, thanksgiving to God. Praise and we worship you because you are worthy of praise and worship, and we praise you for what you have done for us. Amen. Please do sit. So we've just sung, "For endless days we will sing your praise." Again, I think that's really powerful. I'm going to read now from Revelation. A very, very short passage from Revelation chapter 4. So this is talking about God's throne in heaven, and it's talking about what that looks like. And it says, "Each of the four living creatures had six wings and was covered with eyes all around, even under his wings. Day and night they never stop saying, 'Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come.'" I just want to pull out of that, day and night, they never stop saying, it's endless praise, it's constant. Now, obviously, we need to sleep, but our whole lives can be in praise of God. It can be endless praise, that's what those living creatures are doing. They never stop saying, day and night, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." So, there was a song that I umdenard about singing tonight. We're not going to sing it because no one will know it. But actually, I did practice it on Friday on the guitar with Richard. It's called Cielo. It's a Phil Wickham song. It's called Cielo, which means heaven in Spanish. And the reason I wanted us to say we won't sing it tonight, but the reason I was thinking about that song is some of the words in it. And it says, "I can't sing loud enough when I'm singing for you, my God. I can't bow low enough at the vision of you, my God. I can't lift my hands high enough when I'm reaching for you, my God." And then it says, "I can't hold it all inside. I'm reaching for the one who brought me out of death and into life." Now, I don't know whether you've ever felt that in song worship, that you physically can't sing loud enough. I often feel that way, which is probably why I'm quite so loud. But I do often feel that way. And Nathan spoke this morning about not holding back, about giving it all you've got. So within your own comfort. But I want to encourage you to do that, to sing as loud as you possibly can. God doesn't mind if you can sing or if you can't, but to sing as loud as you can, to not hold anything back, to be over the top, to give everything you can in worship. I think worship can be, perhaps should be, an overflow. If we're fixing our eyes on God, if we're focusing on God and not on ourselves, then I would hope that there would be an overflow of that into our praise, into our worship, where we literally can't sing loud enough, where we can't praise God enough. I think that can be something that we can do. We can be overwhelmed by the glory of God, by his majesty, by what he's done for us, what he's done in our lives. And I think that's a good thing. And that might manifest in silence, in quietness, but it can also manifest in hands reaching, in singing loudly, being overwhelmed in your worship. So we're going to do one more song, sing one more song to finish. Before we do that, I'm going to pray. But in that the last song we're going to sing is "Holy, Holy, Holy is the Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come." And I would just encourage you to think about those words, think about those living creatures. Endless praise. They never stop saying day and night, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty." So that's going to be our final song this evening after I've prayed. Lord God, we thank you for our salvation. We thank you for everything that you have done for us. And I pray that you will help us to experience that overflow of thankfulness, that overflow of worship as we come before you, however that looks for us, wherever we are in relation to you, but just that you will touch our hearts as we come, as we sing, as we play, as we listen, but touch our hearts as we come before you in worship. Help us to be overwhelmed, to hold nothing back, to give you everything that we can, to sing as loud as we can, to do the best that we possibly can for you, Lord God. And I pray that we will do that throughout our lives, the rest of today, the rest of this week, that you will help us to focus on you and to be overflowing in our worship to you. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the people here this evening. Thank you for your Son. Thank you for Jesus. Thank you that we are able to praise you in spirit and in truth. And I pray you will be with each and every one of us as we go from this place. Amen.
Why?